When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that views history as a lesson from the past that can guide those in the present toward a better future. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're examining a lesser-known moment in labor history that deserves to be remembered. The day was September 10th, 1897. That afternoon, at the edge of the town of Latimer, Pennsylvania, 86 deputies, under the command of Sheriff James Martin, opened fire on a crowd of unarmed immigrant coal miners who were on strike. 19 protesters were killed that day, most of whom were shot in the back as they fled. Within a few days, as many as 5 more died from their wounds. The story of their death is rooted in events that occurred more than 10 years earlier. Pennsylvania's anthracite coal mines were thriving, and the promise of steady work brought a wave of immigrants from southern and eastern Europe. By that time, in the 1880s, the mines had been worked for over a century, making them deeper and therefore more dangerous than they had been in previous years. The increased risk led to more injuries and deaths, and prompted surviving workers to frequently go on strike for better pay and safer working conditions. But rather than addressing these concerns head-on, coal operators turned to Slavic immigrants as a workaround. Whenever a miner was injured, killed, or on strike, plenty of able-bodied men were ready to step in and replace them. This abundant labor supply also allowed those in charge to keep the miners' wages extremely low. In 1890, American coal miners established a union to better voice their concerns, but its primary focus was on native or naturalized coal workers, not the new immigrant workforce. In fact, when a 3-cent-a-day tax was levied on coal operators for each non-US citizen they employed, the union fully supported it. When that tax went into effect on August 21, 1897, coal operators took the 3 cents a day out of their Slavic workers' pay. Some immigrant miners already made 10 to 15% less than their native or naturalized colleagues, and when they learned of the new tax cut, which cut their wages even further, many saw it as the last straw and decided to go on strike. As the weeks went on, The strike failed to build enough momentum to halt the coal operations in Latimer. So on the morning of September 10th, a group of mostly Eastern European miners gathered for a protest rally. In the early afternoon, the 400 or so men began a peaceful march to one of the Latimer coal mines. En route to the mine, the protesters encountered Sheriff Martin, along with his 86 deputies and about 60 or so members of the coal company police. They had gotten wind of the day's activities and decided to intervene, allegedly fearing that the crowd would turn violent and do damage to the mine or to its operators. The armed men lined both sides of the public road, and Sheriff Martin read a proclamation ordering the miners to call off their march. Some miners refused to comply and pushed forward. A voice in the crowd, possibly the sheriff himself, yelled "Fire!" and several men fell dead. The rest of the miners turned around and started to run back the way they'd come, but the shooting continued anyway, for roughly 2 minutes. The 19 immigrant miners killed at Latimer were quickly adopted as symbols of the region's labor struggle. They were buried in paupers' graves, but as many as 8,000 people attended their funerals. As for Sheriff Martin and his men, they were put on trial 5 months later for the death of one of the miners. The defense attorneys argued that the immigrant miners had come to destroy the American way of life, and that they were, quote, invaders from the steppes of Hungary. When the trial concluded, the sheriff and his deputies were found innocent by a jury of their peers. Despite this verdict, the Latimer massacre had a lasting effect on immigrant labor in the region. Just 2 years later, John Mitchell, the president of the coal miners' union, called for a strike in support of immigrant miners. He appealed to his fellow members, saying, quote, "The coal you dig isn't Slavish or Polish or Irish coal. It's just coal." This phrase became the rallying cry of future strikes, which were successful in securing shorter work days, safer working conditions, and wage increases for coal union members, including those who were foreign-born. 7 decades later, on September 10th, 1972, the state of Pennsylvania established a roadside marker and a memorial dedicated to the fallen miners. A memorial service has been held at the site every year since. Many of the details shared in today's show come from the research of Paul A. Shackle, an anthropologist at the University of Maryland and the author of Remembering Latimer. If you'd like to learn more about this event, his book would be a perfect place to start. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you have any comments or suggestions, please send them to me at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.